September 9th, Lesson 2, Faith Gives Assurance. Commentary on Hebrews 11, 1-6, and Psalm 46. Key verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 1. The church I serve is near one of the world's great universities. That university is a mammoth institution, having nearly 40,000 students. There are dozens of similar schools in North America. Many students come to these universities from a strong background in the church. Some of these young adults are outside a safe Christian environment for the first time. They encounter students of other, non-Christian faiths. They are confronted by the strident atheism of some students and professors. For young Christians navigating college, graduating with an intact faith requires a transition. They must move beyond a dependent faith, which is based on what they perceive a parent or preacher believes. They must grapple with the great issues of belief to emerge with an independent, personal faith. Only then will they have a faith that will last a lifetime. The author of Hebrews was aware that faith is always one generation from extinction. This week's lesson looks at examples of faith from the past and gives us insights into a deep, abiding biblical faith for our future. The book of Hebrews is a carefully crafted argument that shows the superiority of the Christian faith over the Old Testament structure from which it comes. The author never makes his argument in a belittling way. He always shows great respect for the earlier scriptures. The result is a crescendo that reaches its height in chapter 11. That chapter is sometimes called Faith's Hall of Fame. There, the author offers an interesting list of faithful individuals from Israel's history and summarizes these faithful folks as so great a cloud of witnesses, as if they hover over the church by their testimony of faith. We might see Psalm 46 as a hall of fame for the faithful too, but in this case there is only one member, the Lord God of Israel. Let us delve into these two passages of Scripture which help us understand the enduring nature of true faith in God. Hebrews 11 begins with what many say is a biblical description of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. First,